Hello and thank you so much for joining me on the show today. This is The Diabetes Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Undefeated, and I'm your host for today and the coming weeks. Hello and welcome once again to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton. I'm your host this week and every week. And I am just so excited to be able to share with you. This week has been an amazing one. I felt so good, felt so energetic, got so much done. Many of you will know, as it's October, that we have actually had a really, really intense campaign on our hands, because this month I designated as International Keep Your Feet Month. And the reason for doing that is because I am passionate about not just helping people with diabetes generally, but specifically, as I'm a podiatrist, helping them prevent the complications that can happen with their feet and that can lead to amputations. So my non-for-profit organization, Undefeated, is really what is behind me doing this radio show. And linked in with this show, the Diabetes Show, is my other show, which is called the Foot Health Show. And the two of them work together, giving you the best possible chance of being in the diabetes sweet spot, which is the safest possible place you can be with your diabetes, but also specifically with your feet in diabetes. So one of the big factors that causes the loss of limb, the ulcerations in feet to do with diabetes, one of the big factors, of course, is your blood sugars and your management of your diabetes and any other comorbidity that you might have. So the Diabetes Show aims to help you with that, to help you to be able to manage things better. And that's really what we're going to talk about a bit today. Okay, I'm going to give you some personal sharing of my battle with diabetes. Some people will say that they have reversed it, they have put it in remission, and everything is rosy and good, and they are conquering the world. But for most people in the real world, I think it's more of a sort of experience that I've had, which is that it's not necessarily that easy to kick all your habits. And it's not necessarily all that easy either to, if you're in a static job, in a sedentary job, to actually burn off as many calories as you're eating. And we all know what happens when we don't burn off enough calories, where there's more calories going in than being burnt off. It accumulates, of course, in our bodies, and it accumulates as fat over time. That can be around, well, it can be anywhere in your body. Most people associated with diabetes, it seems to be around the belly area, and specifically as well where you can't see it on the inside. So you could actually be somebody who is very thin, but you could have type 2 diabetes because all the fat is deposited around your pancreas, your liver, your internal organs. On the other hand, you could be somebody who is very, very large, and your diabetes is because the fat is just generally everywhere. So you can't look at someone and say, hey, they're likely to have diabetes. You could say they're more likely to, but there are possibilities where people who are thin can have type 2 diabetes. Obviously, we're not talking type 1 here, because type 1 is a different kettle of fish altogether. But the Diabetes Show aims to help all people, type 1, type 2, gestational, whatever it might be, to live in the diabetes sweet spot, that safest possible place. If it means taking medication, like it does in type 1, and sometimes in type 2, more often than not in type 2 actually, then that's what it means. Take your medications properly to keep you in the safe zone with your blood sugars. If it means that actually you've got type 2 and you can reverse your diabetes or put it into remission or at least improve your HbA1c, then that's what it means, trying to improve so you're in that safest possible place. And you can imagine that the safe spot, the diabetes sweet spot, that is it's like a movable feast, if you like. It will move as you progress or regress through life. And what might be a safe place for you today may not be a safe place for you in the future. So hopefully the more you listen to these shows, the more you'll get a grasp of what we're talking about. The sweet spot relies on you having knowledge of what can go wrong generally with people with diabetes. It relies on you being someone who is aware of your own particular risks, not just with your feet, but also with your weight management, with your exercise, being aware of those risks. And then, of course, there's no point knowing what can go wrong. There's no point knowing that you are at risk if you don't do something about it. And I use the analogy sometimes of a tiger in the park. On one level, you know that tigers are dangerous. Okay, you've got that knowledge. You know they are. You're not going to go and sit next to a tiger, are you? Although I did see something actually on Facebook, or I think it was Facebook this week, where there was a lady cuddling this huge tiger. It looked so soft and cuddly, but certainly, not a wise move most of the time, I would suggest. Anyway, back to the story. So you've got, as a person, that tigers are dangerous, okay? What would you do if you're planning a walk with your kids in the park and you heard that there was a tiger on the loose? It escaped from the zoo, or maybe you live in India and it's just naturally there. but there's a tiger in the vicinity and you're there with your wife and your kids. What are you going to do? Well, immediately you are aware of the risk, aren't you? You're immediately aware of your personal risk. Well, I would imagine that most of us would act, and we'd probably act with appropriate action. We wouldn't run towards the tiger. We would try and get away from the tiger. And the other thing about taking action with diabetes is it's not just that it needs to be appropriate. It also needs to be at the right time as well, okay? Particularly when it comes to foot problems. You've got to act quickly, just like with the tiger. If you're sitting there or walking with your kids in that park and you've found out somebody's told you, there's a tiger over there, and you look over there and you see it, you're not going to sit down and continue having your picnic or whatever. You're not going to hang around. You're going to get out of there ASAP. Exactly the same with your diabetes. You need to know what can go wrong. Generally, what is dangerous with diabetes? You need to know your own personal risk. And as I say, I stress about the feet as well, but also regarding other aspects of diabetes. And then you need to act upon it. And I've been aware of that recently myself in a way, because one way you can be aware of your risk is knowing what your blood sugars are doing. And we all know that we should go and get our HbA1c regularly. And we should be alerted that if our HbA1c is going up, that actually I am at greater risk of complications. I need to get that sorted out. I need to take action. And I reversed my type 2 diabetes in 2016. So that's what, 4 years ago now that I reversed it. And I like using the term reverse, although I think remission is favored by many people. And I suppose it possibly can help you to be aware that you are at risk still of developing problems and at risk of relapsing as well. And I have been, since I reversed it, pretty good on the whole at exercising. I've done a marathon since then. I run fairly regularly. On the whole, I'm pretty good at exercising. But I do have a really, really sedentary job. You know, being a podiatrist, you sit there, you treat somebody's feet, you see them out, get the next person in. You're walking maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 feet from your clinic door to the front door and back again. You know, maybe you're doing that 10, 20 times a day. It does not add up to much. Recently, I've had a Fitbit type thing given to me and I kept it on at work the other day. And about 2,700 steps is all that I did from leaving the house in the morning to getting back in the evening. Which is pretty shameful, really, when you know, we're told that we should be doing around about 10,000 a day. When I go for a run, of course, then you know we boost it up and it gets to closer to the 10K, if not more, depending on how many kilometers, miles I'm running. So the bottom line is that my blood sugars have increased a bit, and they were about a year ago, they had dipped into the pre-diabetes range, and I thought I was getting a little bit stricter with my diet. But recently my doctors actually said to me, you know what, Peter, you're going to be going back on your medications. Because 2016, I was all on all medications, but I was on metformin, I was on lisinopril, and I was on simvastatin, all of which I was taken off because my blood sugars, my fats, my blood pressure were all good. But gradually crept back into pre-diabetes and getting closer and closer to the diabetes mark. And my GP has told me, well, basically said, you're going on the meds. And I said, no. I know what I need to do. I just need to practice what I preach. I need to get myself sorted out again and get those blood sugars down. So I have decided that I, well, not just decided, I've started. I started 2 weeks ago. So I think it was the 9th of October I started. And that was because it was 12 weeks then, by the way, exactly. So it's now only 10 weeks away from the new year. Oh, my goodness. Christmas will all have been gone. Judging by the way that Christmas is looking this year, that might actually... Well, anyway, let's hope we do have a joyful Christmas, all of us, and that we can have fun with our family and friends in some way. And let's hope that we all keep safe and well. Bottom line is, I am doing this diet, this really strict diet. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit about it because I think it's right to. The one I'm going to share is the one that I'm doing. But there are lots of providers out there that you can choose to work with. And the NHS actually is doing a trial, I believe, as well, on these low-calorie diets. There have been trials done. There was the DILECT study, which I'll probably refer to a little bit, done up by my good friend, Professor Roy Taylor, who is the man behind that, behind the Newcastle diet, which became the DILECT study, sponsored by Diabetes UK, held up in Scotland, where people were put on, I think it was 600 calories there, 600 calories a day, free supplements a day for 8 weeks to lose a whole load of weight. And the result was that many of them put their diabetes in remission or reversed it, came off medications. There's lots of people out there talking about this. I think Professor Roy Taylor was one of the first, but it's really caught on. You've got Dr. David Cavan and his books, Dr. David Unwin, and there's so many people out there who are actually promoting this approach, this burning the fat off the pancreas and the liver so that they can kickstart working again, reducing your weight. And it's not nice reducing your weight necessarily, although it is encouraging. But you know what? Usually the hardest part of these low level diets is the first couple of days. First couple of days when your tummy is getting used to not having much in it, seems to do stuff to your head. You get headaches. It's not that pleasant. Oh, and later on as well, sometimes you can get some problems in the older constipation area. But there's medications you can take for that, and that can help out. So it's not really that much of a problem. I don't want to put anyone off doing it, that is for sure. I would say that whatever I'm going to say today, please do seek medical help as well. Okay, do get your doctor's permission, if you like. I think it's really, really important as well that you monitor how things are going on. My doctor certainly wanted me to do that, and it was one of the reasons when I did it in 2016 that they allowed me to do it, was to say, hey, I'm going to take my blood sugars regularly. I'm going to take my blood pressure regularly. You don't have to buy a blood pressure monitor. You can go into a chemist and do it there. Most pharmacies will have them. Or you can purchase fairly cheaply your own blood pressure monitor, which is battery operated. You put the cuff on, you press the button, and it takes your blood pressure. And I'd suggest that if you've suffered with high blood pressure, I'd suggest that and just see what you're on, because it may be that if you're on medication that you need to liaise with your doctor about coming off medication. The first week for me, everything improved. Blood sugars, blood pressure. Not sure about the cholesterol levels because, of course, you can't really readily test that easily. But I would assume that they are, as you're not really eating much in the way of cholesterol and fat. So we're going to talk today about this, the diet I'm doing, how I'm getting on with it, what I've lost so far, and hopefully promote that for you. But before we do that, I just want to talk to you a little bit about October and what there is available for you to access. Okay, so it's International Keep Your Feet Month, as designated by Undefeated. And I hope that by next year, we will have a huge, huge platform to be able to share amazing things with lots of other organizations to raise awareness. That is my goal. Undefeated, we can't do it by ourselves. We need as many people as possible involved, as many charities as possible involved, as many companies involved, as many individuals involved. And of course, the individual is the audience, really. You, as a person with diabetes, are the one that needs to hear the message of Keep Your Feet Month. of October of Undefeated. We are passionate about helping you to be able to continue remaining on your feet with all your toes, being able to continue doing the things you love with those that you love as well. So please listen on and just think about maybe just spending a bit of time and going and looking at some of these things. So what I've been doing pretty much every night this month has been doing Facebook Lives. Now, those of you who don't know what a Facebook Live is, it's basically where you go live on video and you share something. And I've done some little ones in the past where I've maybe shared a thought I've had when I've been out for a run or something like that. But this was a series that I decided to put on to raise awareness through this International Keep Your Feet Month. And I decided to pick on various things that are critical to you being able to keep your feet. Things that will give you knowledge and an awareness of your risk, and then hopefully give you some actions to take as well. And that can be varying things. We looked at keep your feet sensitive. We looked at keep your feet cool. Keep them warm. Keep them comfortable. Keep them active. Keep them walking. Keep them in good homes, meaning that you have good footwear. There was a whole load of different ones. I can't even remember them all right on the spur of the moment now, but you can hop over to Facebook, because they went on our page there, which is undefeated.org. so if you are on Facebook, search it, undefeated.org. You will find on there all the videos of the Facebook Lives. Now, I wouldn't recommend seeing them all in one go, because you'll be absolutely fed up with my voice if you aren't already. Some of them, we do have other people coming in and breaking up the monotony of my voice. So we have got a professor from the US who is an amazing, amazing ambassador for helping reduce amputations. He's a surgeon who surgically helps people salvage limbs that are about to be lost. But he's very supportive of the preventative work that we do as well. We've got Professor Bijan Najafi as well. He is very much into the tech side of things, and I'll probably share some of these things on the radio here, actually, because they are great people with some great ideas. And then we had Pradeep Solanki as well, who is a high risk diabetic podiatrist in the UK here, and he was sharing some amazing things as well. So these are some great material for you to go and listen to. Go to Facebook, go to undefeated.org, like the page. You can search out me on Facebook as well, Peter Olton, spelled A-L-L-T-O-N. You can even search out my podiatry practice as well, which is Circle Podiatry. If you've got any foot problems, by all means, get in touch. For those of you not on Facebook, we will be putting them on YouTube in due course. I think there's a couple of the ones there where I was stumbling a bit over my words, or we were live when we didn't realise we were live at the beginning. So you're always sort of techie things that can go wrong, especially when I'm involved with tech. So those ones, we just need to edit a little bit out maybe at times. But those will be up on YouTube at some point. If you want to get hold of them quickly, then go to Facebook. I think we're putting them on LinkedIn as well. So hopefully they will help you to keep safe in the diabetes sweet spot and therefore keep your feet. Okay, we're going to listen to a song now, and then afterwards we're going to talk about the diet that I've been doing. I'm keeping you in suspense. I don't think I've mentioned it yet. In fact, when the organizers, the people behind the diet, when they listen to this, they'll be saying, when's he going to mention us? When's he going to be mentioning us? But I will do, because I think it's definitely working for me. I know that's only anecdotal, but there is some evidence as well that their diet is a good way of achieving the sort of weight loss needed in order to be able to put your diabetes in remission or put it in reverse. But more of that after our first song. And the first song is going to celebrate Keep Your Feet Month. It's going to be one which has a bit of a corny title, I suppose, in a way, just like my book. My book, of course, is called Undefeated by Diabetes. And this song is called Undefeated. There's a couple of songs that I know called Undefeated, both of which I really, really like. So it was a toss-up which one I chose, literally. And the one I went for is a very rocky one. It's by a rock star called Little Steven. His band was Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. He's also a guitarist and vocalist with Bruce Springsteen, which might surprise you, as you know I think if anyone's listened to the show before, you know I'm a fan of Springsteen. But anyway, this particular song is called undefeated, and then in brackets, it's everybody goes home. So when I sing it, and my kids get fed up with me singing it, and I often do if I'm running on my treadmill, not too fast so I can still sing, then I often will sing, undefeated, all your body goes home. Because that is the idea of any hospital trip that a person with diabetes should make, is that actually, you know what? You go home, you are going to take all your body with you, because all too often people lose part of their feet. So this is Undefeated, Everybody Goes Home by Little Steven. I hope you enjoy rocking to it. I love that song, getting psyched up for going for a run, or even running to it sometimes on the treadmill. Undefeated, Everybody Goes Home by Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. Or as I sing it when I sing it, which my kids don't really, in fact, the whole family don't really enjoy. It is Undefeated, All Your Body Goes Home. And I use it as a bit of an anthem for Undefeated, my non-for-profit organization, because the whole point is that when you are in hospital, that you do end up going home with all your body. You don't end up with an amputation, which so, so often happens to people with diabetes. You're listening to The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio. I hope you enjoyed that song. I'm going to go into a little bit of time now of me just sharing a bit of personal experience that I'm going through now and that I've been through in the past. I'm probably going to be a little bit vulnerable here. I just want to really reach out to you in the hope that maybe you will be prompted to do something about your own diabetes, if it is indeed type 2. In fact, if it's type 1 and you know for a fact that you haven't been controlling it over the years, and maybe you've put on quite a lot of weight, maybe the blood sugars aren't as good, maybe you're having to increase the amounts of insulin in order to get the same effect, then it could well be that you've got some insulin resistance on top of your type 1 diabetes. Of course, any advice that I'm giving, any sharing that I'm giving, needs to be addressed with your medical practitioner, with your GP. Do not take any of the things that I'm saying as being, you know what, I'm going to go and rush into doing it now, without speaking to your practitioner. Each person, you are an individual, I'm an individual, your situation, your control, and particularly if you're on medication, particularly if you have type 1, if you're on medications such as insulin that lower your blood sugars quite dramatically, you've got to be so, so careful with how you intervene with things. So see your medical practitioner before taking any action. I talk about the diabetes sweet spot, where knowing what can go wrong with diabetes is important, knowing your own risks and then acting upon it. Well, in this case, you've got to know what going on a strict diet can do. You've got to know your own personal risks, which will, as I just said, be different from person to person. And then you've got to take action, but it doesn't mean jumping in and doing a strict diet. It means actually taking the action in this case to get the permission from your medical practitioner, or get some help from them, guidance from them, or at least getting them to say, you know what, actually, yeah, I think it would be okay for you to try something out. Anyway, for me, my situation, I've shared it on here before, some of it, but it's sort of taken a recent twist, if you like. My situation is that I've had type 2 diabetes, albeit the last 4 years or so, I'd put it in, say it's been put in remission. When I first got out of the diabetes range, I was saying that it was reversed, and I do believe you can reverse it, but I think actually putting it in remission is possibly a better term, because it may actually make you realize that actually this thing is going to return if I'm not really strict with things, just in the same way as cancer can return out of the blue, really. You've got to be really strict with your, if you've got cancer, with checking going to your follow-ups, making sure that it's all okay going on for the first year, second year, third year, fourth year, 5 year. Same with diabetes. You put it in remission, you've got to make sure that you are still monitoring how you're doing. You've got to still be careful with what you're eating. I'll cut a long story short. I've done various attempts at reversing my diabetes. I became aware of Professor Roy Taylor's work up at Newcastle University with the Newcastle Diet, as it was called. I became aware of that fairly early on after my diagnosis, and I decided to give that a try. And I pride myself in some ways that I was able to stick to it without any real support in any way other than my family support, which of course was good. Although they were still eating normal food in front of me while I was eating my my diet soups. And it was a pretty tough one, that one, actually. It was a pretty tough diet that I did. And it lowered my blood sugars pretty immediately. It lowered my blood pressure pretty immediately. It was good. At that point, I wasn't on any medication, but it got me down into the normal range of blood sugars. So not even pre-diabetes, the normal range, after 8 weeks of doing this diet. Well, actually within the 8 weeks, but at the end of 8 weeks, I was able to eat, I would say, normal food in normal quantities, and not have problems with my blood sugars. However, just to show my vulnerability and weakness, we all have bad habits. We all have weaknesses. And I vaguely remember that it was a particularly stressful time in my life at that point. And I went back into bad habits. Yeah, my practice is next to supermarkets. I remember going into one of them particularly, and they had a bakery section, and the lovely smell of bread. Bread had already been a bit of a weakness, and the lovely smell of bread and some of their specialities, breads got the better of me. And before long, I was up there at lunchtime getting something to eat, and it was the wrong sort of foods, and it was too much of the wrong sort of foods. And I very quickly put some weight back on again, very quickly got back into the diabetes range. Didn't feel happy about that. A little while later, decided to do it again. Tried doing it again. And if I'm totally honest, I had to give up about two, three weeks into it, just because I had such serious, serious problems with constipation. I was in absolute agony. I thought my back was going to break. The pain in my back was just incredible. And it was all down to this constipation. Anyway, I gave that one up, and felt that, you know what, actually, I'm going to speak to Professor Roy Taylor about this and see what he says. And he shared with me that absolutely, that's an absolutely common side effect of the diet. At that point, it was taking 3 supplements a day, and then it was, on top of that, allowing you some non-starchy vegetables every day as well, making up a total of 800 calories per day for about 8 weeks. Anyway, he said you can take some of, laxatives when you need it, and obviously it's not necessarily that pleasant, but it will work and you can continue on the diet. So I set out back in 2016 to do the diet again, and with great success. My blood sugars dropped. Oh, by the way, at that point I was on metformin, I was on lisinopril, and I was on simvastatin. And I did it with my doctor's full permission. I was doing a spreadsheet, and I shared with her my blood pressure. I shared with her my blood sugars. And we made the decision fairly early on into that diet, within 2 weeks, to come off all my medications because the readings were so good. And the readings continued to be good and improve. And I got right out of the diabetes range again. And at the end of the diet, went back to gradually eating normal food, but only in decent portions. I say decent, I don't mean huge, I mean the correct type of portion. It was successful. It definitely put my diabetes in remission, reversed it, whatever you want to call it. Definitely did. I was off all my medication. I should say actually during the diet, I did allow myself to what I called cheat days. And this was because there were sometimes you can set yourself up to fail. You can set yourself up to do an 8-week diet and you know that there's going to be temptations in there. Well, I had 2 occasions when I knew I would be tempted. There was one which was my daughter's wedding. And then there was another one which was going to be an award ceremony where we actually won awards, which was amazing. But I realized that those 2 days were going to be days that would be pretty much impossible for me to continue doing that diet without extremely strict willpower. And I decided, I probably could do it, but actually they would be good. They're not going to ruin the diet by just doing it, as long as I can get back on track again. And I knew I had the discipline to do that. But I thought, actually doing those cheat days, it would be a good chance for me to see what my body is doing to the food that I'll be eating on those days. So I ate normal food on those days, and had a drink of wine and what have you on those days. And my blood sugars 2 hours afterwards were perfect, non-diabetic range, brilliant. Normal postprandial blood sugars after eating. So brilliant, that was exciting. The following morning, the fasting ones also were within normal range. So I was really excited about that and encouraged as the diet was going on and stuck to it to the end of the 8 weeks. And as I say, it was put in remission, reversed. Blood sugars were back into the normal range, not even the pre-diabetes range. Anyway, over the last years, things have been on the whole pretty good. I've been exercising pretty well, but things did begin to creep back up again, and they crept back up into about 3 years after doing it last year into the pre-diabetes range. And during lockdown and what have you, I think it's just what I know it has. It's increased a bit more. My GP, the last time I spoke to them, the last HbA1c, said, "You know what, Peter, you're going to be back on medication very soon." Oh gosh, please, I don't want to go on medication again. Obviously, if I have to, I need to, but you know, I've got this mindset that, you know what, it's so linked to how much fat there is around your pancreas and liver that surely I can burn it off again and get back into good range. So I have embarked on my third or fourth, if you include the failed attempt where it didn't work, of these strict diets. In the past, I just sourced my own diet supplements. I did one which was called the Biggest Loser. I used one which was, I think it was a mixture actually of Slim Fast and Diet Now, those ones. So I've used them in the past. And this time I'm using one which is called the One-to-One Diet, and it's by the Cambridge Weight Plan. And I'm giving them a shout out actually, because they've been really supportive of my attempt here. They're actually helping me, a bit of a disclosure here, I suppose. They're helping me by sponsoring me with the products that they supply. And I must say that the products have been very, very palatable, very nice. I actually look forward to them, which is good. And sometimes in the past, I have sort of thought, oh gosh, I've got to have that again at lunchtime or that at dinner time. Whereas this time, actually, I do look forward to them. So that's something, you know, the more encouragement you can get on these diets, the better. So I've embarked on this. Now, the good thing about this is that you do have somebody keeping you accountable, somebody working with you. And that's the difference, really, for me. Before, I was just literally doing it by myself. And I was very disciplined. And some people can have that discipline, some people can't. But yeah, this time I'm finding it really helpful. I've got a, they call them consultant on board who helps me. We've got a target weight loss, which hopefully will put the diabetes, the blood sugars back to normal over the period of the next 8 weeks. The target is to lose, it's about, I think it was 11 and a half kilograms in that time. So I think my target was 82. Let me have a look actually, because we have a card which tells me what my target is. Yes, my target was 82. And I started off, when I first started doing this, I was 93.7. Now, I actually started a few days, about half a week before getting the one-to-one products. So I had already started slightly before. But then the products came, and that was great, because before that I was doing it without the products. And we fill out a card, we measure the weight, the BMI, the waist, the hips, the chest, arm diameter, thighs, and I've of course been measuring my blood sugars as well, and my blood pressure as well. And my blood pressure, as I say, I wasn't on any medication, and that sort of crept up to quite often being up in the 140s over the 90s, and you know, sometimes the high 90s even there for the diastolic. So I have been on this diet now for nearly 3 weeks. A couple of days it will be 3 weeks, and that will be when the next weigh-in is. But my first weigh-in, after a week and a half of dieting, a week of using the products, I was down to 88.6 kilograms, which was amazing, fantastic, brilliant. So I just want to really just give a shout out to them for helping me with this. And I want to encourage you to look into it. You know, obviously, there's loads of different organizations that deal with this. But I can certainly say that the organization of the Cambridge Weight Plan seems to be really, really supportive. They've got medical practitioners on board who can give advice to consultants to help you. They've got different steps. It's not a one diet fits all. There's different steps. There's a step that's even more strict than the one I'm on. And by the way, the DIRECT study, which you may be aware of, which is a study which was done under the guidance of Professor Roy Taylor of the Newcastle Diet and Professor Mike Lean, they did a study with Diabetes UK's grant up in Scotland called the Direct Study, which was extremely successful, as have been some since, in showing that low-calorie diets such as these work in putting people into remission of their diabetes. Very, very successful rates. Do go and have a look at that and find out what you can learn about the success rate there. You can actually go to diabetes.org.uk research and look up the low-calorie diet, and they will tell you there just how successful things have been. And there's actually been work done with the Cambridge diet, with the one-to-one diet, and it's been used by the NHS now as well, I believe, to help the huge number of people who are suffering with obesity and with diabetes, to help as many of them as possible to reverse things. There's another study actually which was done where GPs referred patients to the one-to-one consultants, and this is called the Droplet Study, done by the University of Oxford, and it had an average weight loss of 10.7 kilograms, that's one stone 10 pounds, which is about 3.5 times more than another group being done with the normal NHS obesity care plan. So it was pretty impressive. And not only that, but 62% of the subjects liked the diet so much that they continued on it after the trial. So the trial obviously was done with them getting the products for free. And afterwards, they were so impressed with it, 62% decided, you know what, I'm going to carry on even though I've got to pay for it myself. So that's certainly a sign that actually, you know what, it is good if that number would continue on with it. As I said, there's different steps. You won't just be put on a standard step for all. There's different steps that can help you. You get it. This consultant who, my consultant is called Emma. She's fantastic. And actually I'm going to give her a shout out as well because, she's doing this for me with this organization, with Cambridge Weight Plan. And I don't believe that she's actually getting paid for doing it. So I really appreciate her doing that. Her and her husband, actually, they're a team. And you can contact them. Let me give you their information. I'll give you their email, which is teampiro, @hotmail.com. So I'm sure some of you are thinking, yeah, you've shared your weight there, but what about the other things you said you were testing? Well, my blood pressure is definitely back down into the normal range. I did it just a few minutes ago this morning, and it was 130 over 82, which is pretty good for me. And my blood sugars, beforehand they were 9.9 in the morning for a fasting blood glucose, which is a very high, not good at all. So I think my doctor was correct in saying that I'm going to be back on meds very soon. And recently I've been doing them, they're at 5.6, which is still just outside of the pre-diabetes range. So it's still not where I need to be, but I am confident that they will continue going down as I continue the diet. And I'll be keeping you up to date with things here as well. So hopefully I've given you a little bit of a flavour of how successful this sort of approach can be. I've given you some information on where you can look into particularly this company and see what they can offer you. And hopefully it will be helpful. If you've got any questions at all, then please do get in touch with either myself. And you can do that via contact@undefeated.org. Or get in touch with either Emma or Avni at teampiro@hotmail.com, or indeed go and look at the one-to-one website, which is 1-2, as in the number 2, so it's 1 written out letters, 21diet.com, 121diet.com. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at just some of the amazing stories there, not just of weight loss, but of diabetes remission, reversal, or whatever you want to call it. I wish you good luck. I will be sharing my success here and look forward to hearing some of your stories, having some of you sharing on here. And one way, by the way, to really commit yourself to this and make sure that you're held accountable is to put it out on the radio. So if you want me to share your story on the radio, then please do get in touch. And then you are totally committed because you know there's people going to hold you accountable to it. Anyway, we're going to listen to a song right now, and I thought we would listen to The Hollies and He ain't heavy. He's my brother. Hope you enjoy it and have a fantastic week.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I'm strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know my brother. It's a long, long road. From whence there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share? He's my brother.
And that is it for this week's show. You've been listening to Peter Alton with The Diabetes Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say have a fantastic week. Stay safe in the diabetes sweet spot. Live in the ideal diabetic lifestyle. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. Take good care and God bless.